Mouse Adventure Thriller, The Hermit of San Felipe Atabapo.
High place to correct the error you made immediately before your task was accomplished. It is my purpose to induce you to return and complete what is required of you.
You can tell plainer than that.
I believe I am making myself perfectly clear. You, Doc Long, and you, Jack Packard, are required to return to the place you know as the Lost Plateau.
I think first you'd better tell us who requires this of us.
That I have no power to do.
Well, at least tell us what we're expected to do when we get there.
In due time, that will be revealed to you.
You mean it's your intention of persuading us to go back to the Lost Plateau without any good reason?
Yeah, at least you might tell us how much of the Long Green there is in the forest.
Long Green?
The stuff that comes out of the United States Mint. Pesos to you boys south of the border.
Now, Doc's talking about money.
Money is a plaything for little minds. The toys of an adolescent civilization.
Well, you don't expect us to make a trip like that for nothing, Shoy.
I was told you could be mercenary. Yes.
Hey, what's this?
Open it.
Looks like a leather sack of coins.
Jack, look here. Look in this bag. Old Spanish gold pieces. All sorts of precious stone.
Don't be silly, Doc. This isn't old Spanish gold. This goes way back. This is Inca gold.
No, not Inca. That gold was coined while yet this North America of yours was still under the waters of the great ocean.
Well, this should be in a museum.
It is a small payment for what those in the high place require of you.
Well, Jack, I reckon we can go places and do things without too many questions with this kind of payment.
Now, just a minute, Doc. Look, there's only one question I want an answer to.
If it can be answered.
Last time we were up there, your higher intelligence, or whatever you call yourself, sent us over on the border of the land belonging to the ape men. Except for a piece of luck, we'd all have been destroyed.
That was because on that occasion you had with you two beautiful women and a man with an evil heart.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Other women are not tolerated in the high place.
Other women?
I'm not permitted to say more.
All right, but what's this business about the man with the evil heart?
The father of the girl... He was a great scientist, that is true. But also he was full of the bitterness of death. Death is something which cannot remain in a living heart. Death is not tolerated in the high place.
And what you're saying is that we came up there last time with our own companions and therefore couldn't carry out the commission which you claimed the stars had in store for us.
Which is true. Therefore, those whom I represent are requiring you to make another journey.
And you will be our guide?
No. But I will direct you in what you must do.
Boy, I don't know whether I want to make another trip behind that big waterfall and up that mile and a half climb up that stairway to the sun again. No.
You will be required to do neither. In fact, you would not be able to find your way to the stairway again if you tried.
Well, I don't know. We got a pretty good pair of heads, I think.
That does not enter into it. The way of the stairway to the sun has been closed up. There is no one on the face of the earth save the high ones themselves who could find the way.
Nobody, huh?
Does that mean that we're to fly directly from Caracas to the plateau?
No, we will not fly to the plateau. Not you, nor any other audacious member of the outside world. But you will fly to Caracas from the city of iniquity.
Huh? And you calling Hollywood the city of iniquity?
I use that phrase, yes.
Now, you're going to get in bad with the Chamber of Commerce if you go talking like that.
That's beside the point. Here are your passages on the regular airline to Caracas.
You must have a pull with the airline official.
That likewise is beside the point. When you have reached Caracas, you will be met and flown to a certain point some 200 miles up from the mouth of the Orinoco River.
Somebody will be watching for us, huh?
That is right. At this place on the Orinoco, which is called Ciudad Bolivar, you will transfer to a motor launch, which will carry you to the mouth of the Caroni River, and up the Caroni, to a point where the river is too shallow for the launch. At this place, which has no name, you will transfer to an Indian war canoe.
A what?
You will transfer to an Indian war canoe, manned by 6 native oarsmen and commanded by a Spanish Indian.
A woman's in charge of the canoe?
Yes. They will conduct you to the headwaters of the Caroni.
So after we leave the Orinoco River, we'll be traveling almost directly south, as I understand it.
That is quite right.
In other words, we're approaching the Lost Plateau from the back, on the opposite side from the stairway to the sun.
That is true.
What's the object of that?
Yeah, and what happens after we reach it here, at the headwaters of the Caroni River?
I will answer both questions at once. We're approaching the high place from the east of the south because it is in that vicinity we will find the hermit of San Felipe Atabapo.
We'll find who?
The hermit of San Felipe Atabapo.
I don't know what a hermit is, but what the heck is San Philip Atabapo?
San Felipe Atabapo is a beautiful countryside which lies at the foot of the great plateau on the south and east. It is a rich land full of natural beauty and wildlife.
You mean it isn't jungle?
No. No, it is not jungle. But it is covered with great forests, with noble tablelands of fertile soil, which is covered with luxuriant grass and flowers the year round. The forests are full of fruits and berries and bird life and animal life. And the plains are alive with deer and antelope and other animals native of Venezuela.
Boy, it sounds like a doggone land of milk and honey you always hear in the back.
San Felipe Atabapo is a gracious land.
Now, what about this hermit? What's he got to do with it?
He it is who will bring you to the place of the high ones.
Oh, and as we reach the headwaters of the Caroni, how we go about finding this hermit character?
The way will be shown to you, one step at a time.
Hmm. Well, let's see if I've got it now. We fly to Caracas. From there, we'll be flown 200 miles up the Orinoco to a place called Ciudad Bolivar. And from there, a motor launch will carry us up to the mouth of the Caroni, up that river to the shallows, and after that, we'll be transferred to a six-oar Indian war canoe in charge of a Spanish Indian woman. That'll take us to the headwaters of the Caroni and into the San Felipe Atabapo country.
And into the hands of our claim hand.
Then it is understood.
Well, time came if you are, Doc.
Sounds like money from heaven.
All that took place more than a month ago, and out here, near the headquarters of the Caroni, a long-bark war canoe manned by six bronze, heavy-shouldered natives in loincloths is toiling slowly up the last reaches of the river, full of half-buried trees and sand pits and hidden rocks. In the middle of the craft, Jack and Doc sit on the bottom of the canoe, cross-legged, in their rear stands a gaunt, strong-faced breed woman.
Babies keep up in this canoe without them from calling this. I don't know. Go, Louis, how that? It'll make a big turn to the head. Guess I'll beat it out against me.
Well, this is a bad-looking country, you know it?
Yeah, but so far it ain't explained almighty wonderful as that seems there and give us to believe.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Now, here we sleep around the bathroom of the... Here we go. Hold your hat. Here we go. Look at that. Look at those green flames sticking out there. Talk about your land of milk and honey. The land of San Felipe had a box of game ring. San Felipe had a papa. Here we go. Yay, man.
And Jim Bowles as Doc Law, with Louis Van Ruten as the monk, Inga Adams as the woman, and directed by Mel Bailey. This is Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.